China's foreign ministry says that the country will respond if the U.S. imposes new tariffs on Chinese goods. Foreign ministry spokesman Geng Shuang also said any talks with the U.S. must take place on equal footing. Reports say that the U.S. President Donald Trump has saw new tariffs on $200 billion of imported Chinese goods this week. The expected announcement has already affected stock markets in Asia. China's main Shanghai Composite Index lost over 1 point. That is the lowest close in nearly 4 years. Markets in Hong Kong, South Korea, and Singapore also saw drops. Trade tensions have been high in the past months amid protectionist policies of the Trump administration. The policies have seen increased tariffs on imports to the U.S., prompting retaliation by targeted countries like China. Paul Raffone, Secretary General of the SIPI Foundation, joins us from Brussels. I think Trump just needs to get this out and then for China to retaliate and to see, after the smoke settles, what's going to be left for both. Could it be looked at that way, or is that just too simplistic?
No, it is not simplistic at all. It is now a tit-for-tat type of dialogue, and the attempt from the U.S. is that of rebalancing an unbalanced trade situation that has been created since the 90s, and they're desperately trying to regain the lost ground. Of course, I mean, nobody is really interested in a full-out trade war. So what is now being done is a test to see how the other side would react. And at one point, there would be a settlement that would include not only trade, but also monetary solutions. The entire system born in 1945 is unbalanced at the moment and is not serving anymore the interests of the major players in the world.
Thank you very much for that. Paul Raffone, Secretary General of the SIPI Foundation from Brussels.